Welcome to day 284. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. We know that challah only needs to be separated from dough that's made out of one of the five grains: wheat, barley, spelt, oat, and rye. And similarly, on Pesach, you can only bake matzah out of one of those five grains as well. If it's dough made out of any other grain, then you would not have to separate challah and you would not be able to use it on Pesach as matzah. So says the Mishnah, Ha'osa isa min achitim u min ha'ores. If one makes dough out of a combination of wheat flour and rice flour, obviously wheat flour would have the requirement of challah to have it separated, and rice flour would not. Rice is not one of the five grains. So what do? You have this mixture. Says the Mishnah, im yesh ba tam dagan. If there is the flavor of grain, the flavor of wheat, if you can taste it, then chayeves b'challah, then it's defined as wheat flour and you'd have to separate challah. V'yotze ba adam yidei chavasa b'pesach, and you'd be allowed to make matzah out of it, and you'd fulfill your obligation in Pesach. So as long as you can taste the wheat, then it works. You'd have to separate challah, and you'd be allowed to eat it, use it for matzah in Pesach. V'im ein batam dagan, but if you can't taste the wheat, then ein achayves b'challah, it would not have the obligation to have challah separated from it. The ein adam yotze ba yidei chavasa b'pesach, and you would not be able to use it as matzah. What's interesting is that normally we don't say this. Normally we would say that it really depends on what the majority is in that mixture. But here, it's a little bit more strict. It really has to do with the taste. So even if there's very, very little wheat, as long as you can taste the wheat, as long as it impacts the flavor, that's enough to set in the obligation of challah and also enough to use it for matzah on Pesach, which I guess is in some ways a leniency, in some ways a stringency. It's a stringency in terms of challah, but it might be a leniency that you're allowed to use it for matzah on Pesach. That is Mishnah Zayin, and now on to Mishnah Ches. Hanotel Sa'or Me'isa Shalo Hur Mechalasa. Imagine you take a little bit of dough from a larger batch that did not yet have challah separated from it, meaning the obligation was still there. We're going to call that batch A. So you took this little piece that you separated, Venosin Nesof Isa Shor Mechalasa, and you put it into a second batch of dough that already had challah separated from it. You already fulfilled your obligation. That's going to be batch B. So now what's the problem? The problem is that the vast majority of batch B, you already took care of it. You already separated challah. But now there's a little bit from batch A that is still obligated to have challah separated from it. And the problem is it's all mixed together. So what do? So what you could do, of course, is you could just separate challah from that second batch, from batch B. Again, you can just do it in its entirety again, take another 1/24 of the entire mixture, and you'll fulfill the obligation to separate challah. But let's say you don't want to do that, because you already separated challah from the vast, vast majority of that batch. You don't want to have to separate challah again in its entirety from batch B, just because of a little bit that's mixed in there. So what do? Says the Mishnah, im yesh lo parnasa mimakam acher. If you have another batch of dough, it's interesting that it's called parnasa. If you have another batch of dough, we're going to call this now batch C, that did not yet have challah separated from it, so it still has the obligation there, then what you can do is you can touch batch B and batch C together. You can touch them. It's almost as if they combine, but each one still has its own identity. Batch C now combines a little bit with batch B, and you can just motzi the fi cheshbon. You can just take challah out based on how much you need to from batch C, which didn't yet have challah separated from it, and the little bit that's mixed in with batch B. So essentially, you're taking 1/24, not of all of B and C together, you're taking 1/24 of C plus the little bit that is mixed in with B. And that fulfills your obligation, therefore you're really fixing, you're being metakin batch C, you barely have to separate from batch B, it all works out. Because they're touching, it's considered one loaf, but it's not really one batch because they're not entirely mixed into one another. So that's a good advice that the Mishnah says, but if you don't have that other batch, if you don't have a batch C, then motzi challah achas ala kol. Then unfortunately, you do have to do what we originally said, you have to separate 1/24 of the entirety of batch B, even though most of it was already done already. You have to do that again because there's no way out. If you're curious why you can't just use batch A for the purposes of batch C, this is a side note, so if it's going to confuse you, you can shut off the recording now. But if you're curious, why do you need a third batch that was untithed? We just said that batch A was untithed. Why can't you have that touch batch B? There's a whole reason, because they're abundant, they're right, so that's a different cheshbon. But anyway, that is Mishnah Gimel within the Mishnah Test tomorrow.